And so Christ House then began with in a relationship with, or your ministry began in a relationship with Church of the Savior, and grew out of their mission model. What was that like? What is a Church of the Savior mission?
Well, I should say, first of all, the first thing we did, and was to go back in that same apartment building that I mentioned, Ritz. We put a little health service in there, put sheets up so we could divide off to have a little areas for examining folks. But everything in Church of the Savior begins with just a very small group of people who feel a call, who feel that God is asking them to do some particular mission. And so as that small group of folks came together, a health service came out of that first one in the Ritz called Columbia Road Health Service. But the model of Church of the Savior is that you're a part of a group of persons who worship together, pray together, and then listen to God in terms of what you're supposed to be doing. And so that's how Columbia Road Health Service came to be. That's how Christ House came to be.
And that led in your imagining Christ House eventually.
Yes, what we did was in those early years, we were asked to come over to some so others might eat. And if you've been to some, they feed over 1,000 persons who are homeless every day. And there's a building on O Street that was in the early days now. This would have been the early 80s. And that building had been a dog pound before they converted it into a soup kitchen. But there was a small area adjacent to the soup kitchen. And we had a small health service there. By that time, another physician, Don Martin, who still lives at Christ House and is one of the primary physicians there, came. He and his wife came. So Don and I used to go over some. And there we would see many, many, many homeless persons who would come to us. And we'd see all sorts of health problems. People who come in that they may have had uncontrolled hypertension or blood pressure, so they would have strokes. We would see them come in with all the complications related to diabetes, and people out on the street trying to manage their diabetes with insulin, which is very, very difficult. We'd see people come in with surgeries, having just gotten out of the hospital, even sometimes with open heart surgery, other kinds of surgery. Terrible ulcers on people's legs that would come into us. Just very, very, very sick people. And they were out on the street. And we would see them there in the office, but then we'd send them right back out on the street again. So we began to hear God saying, you can't do that. And so we began to dream of having a place where we would have a home where persons who were ill and who were homeless could come and be with us and receive good health care and lots of love. And so we began to dream in terms of where that could be. We had no money to be able to even begin to think about this. I think sometimes God, you have to know what God's saying before you begin to know how the money's going to come. And that dream was shared with a person of wealth, and a person gave us the first gift to buy this building where Christ House is now. And it had been abandoned. It had been empty and abandoned for a number of years, all boarded up. In fact, the stairs used to go up. If you're on second floor of Christ House and it looks out the window where some of the folks sit looking out that window, there used to be a set of stairs that went up there in the porch. And a lot of homeless persons used to sleep on that porch. So we would come across from the health service over to make, quote, house calls to see folks who were sick on that porch. So it meant taking that building, completely gutting it, and building the back part where the dining hall is, and then to begin on Christmas Eve